From the noise pop capital of the world, welcome to Insomnia Radio San Francisco. And now here is your host, Scott Tinetti.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this special episode of Insomnia Radio San Francisco. Today I'm going to be featuring Cool Waves, a collective of like-minded artists that specialize in shoegaze, space rock, post-rock, dream pop, that type of those types of genres. And I'm focusing on them and on the Cool Waves website because Roger Anderson, the founder of Cool Waves, is holding a festival, the first ever and hopefully the first of many to come. The Cool Waves Festival will be on June 16th and June 17th, that's a Friday and Saturday night, at the House of Shields in downtown San Francisco. So for this episode, I'm going to be featuring all six bands that are going to be playing as part of the festival. And I've also got an interview with Roger that I'll be sprinkling in throughout. So to start things off, here is the Dazzling Strangers with their song, Fell Asleep on Stage.
That's how I learned to stop.
That was The Dazzling Strangers with their song Fell Asleep on Stage. You can find them on their MySpace page, www.myspace.com/OUDazzlingStranger. That's O-U as in O-H-Y-O-U, Dazzling Stranger. They hail from Grass Valley, which is in the Sierra foothills, and really good stuff for them. So they're opening up the show on Friday night, the 16th. And coming up next, a little bit of the first part of the interview that I had with Roger Anderson, the creator of CoolWavesSF.com. I'm here on the phone with Roger Anderson, the creator of the Cool Waves San Francisco website that can be found at CoolWavesSF.com. And Roger, thanks for joining me, first of all, for this conversation. And secondly, I want to know how it came about that you wanted to create such a site devoted to a particular niche of bands.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. The idea came a couple years ago, and I was just realizing that there's really not much out here in the Bay Area for a community of bands that make a certain style of music, like shoegaze or post-rock or any loosely defined terms that are like dreamy or ethereal music. And I thought I was into web design, and I could just create a website and maybe get a couple friends' bands on it and see if I could start adding more people. I thought it could be a really good resource for those kinds of bands that we're looking for similar acts to befriend or to play shows with. And there just wasn't really anything out there. There's similar sites for other kinds of music or other local resources, but I thought this was a little more specific, and it was something that I was interested in myself, and so it was something I could actively participate in as well. It's been around for like a year and a half, and we have over 50 bands on it now. And it's all local music, so I'm pretty proud of that.
That was LSD and the Search for God with their track Backwards. They also are playing on Friday night. They're in the middle of the bill. And you can find them at myspace.com/LSD and the Search for God. Great, great band name, by the way. Here is a little bit more of the interview that I had with Roger Anderson, the founder of the Cool Waves website. I was looking at your website earlier today, and I did notice that you have, in addition to obviously a listing of the bands with their bios and other web links, whether they're own web pages or MySpace pages, a sample MP3 or two. That's great for all the community of bands there, but you also have a separate section of different resources and links, such as recording studios and venues to play and booking agents or listings. And I mean, how did that come about? Was when you created the site, did you say, I want all of this? Or did it just start out with, I've got two friends in really cool bands, and then it kind of blossomed and evolved?
Yeah, that's about what happened. Is I started off pretty small and just put stuff on that I wanted to have on right away. And as it picked up, as it got more interest, I had more ideas about what it should be like. And so I kept on adding different pages and different resources. And it's also just something where I've done the research for myself as well. And I kind of thought, well, if I have this information and I can put it on a website, it wouldn't help just me, but it would help anybody looking for the same information. So it was really just an extension of me doing my own research on these things and putting them up on the website. And everything's pretty current. So it's something that I think any type of band or artist would find valuable. So I feel good about that, that it's just benefiting a lot of musicians in the area.
We'll be right back.
That was Foxtail Somersault with their track Star, and they will be playing at the House of Shields on Friday, June 16th as part of the Cool Waves Festival. You can find more information out about them and get some songs to listen to at myspace.com/foxtailsomersault. Now for a little bit more of my interview with Roger Anderson. Do you actively solicit submissions from bands? Do you like find out about bands and then contact them and say, hey, we've got this great site over here with a plethora of resources and some like-minded and like-sounding bands? Or do they find you? And if they do find you, how do they find you?
Yeah, that's a good question. It's happened both ways. At first, I was more proactive on looking for bands that I thought would be good for the site and represent it well. And I sought some out, and a lot of those joined. And then also, as the site's gotten bigger, there's been other bands that have found out about it and contacted me. And I put their bands on. And it works both ways. It's still, I still run across a band that I hadn't heard of before, and it sounds like they would fit right in. And I'll contact them, and they'll join up. And so it still works both ways. It's a little of both.
Excellent. So when they do join up, there's a page for submitting your band information and uploading MP3s and links to the websites and so forth. Does it cost the bands anything, or is this an absolutely free service that you're doing because you love the music, you love the scene, you love the city and its scene? For any band out there that may be listening, that is of the post-rock, shoegaze, space rock, electronica, trip-hop kind of, playing that kind of music, how do they go about getting this information to you and submitting their info basically for inclusion on the site?
Yeah, it's absolutely free. And there's a link on the site called submit. I guess it's called submit your band or something like that. And there's a form to fill out, and it asks all those questions. You can upload a photo and give the an address where to download a song. And all that stuff gets sent to me, and then I just manually update the site based on that information. And I put together an email that goes out to the whole group and anybody on the mailing list about once a month or whenever there's something to talk about. And then that just alerts the other members when there's a new band and the information on them. So that's pretty much how it works, and how the artists are all kept involved. And it's just basically to benefit everybody who's a part of it, to try and make them all come together and support each other, support each other's other bands and everything else, just to have the community be a stronger presence.
Don't forget, you can check out our show notes, grab mixtapes, and more by visiting our site, sf.insomniaradio.net.
On Saturday, June 17th, at the House of Shields, as part of the Cool Waves Festival, a band called Venus Beltran will open up the show. And unfortunately, I wanted to play one of their tracks here, but couldn't get a representative sample in time for the show to drop, which I wanted to do. I wanted it to come out in plenty of time for people to be able to listen to it, to explore the bands, and most importantly, to go support these bands and to support the Cool Waves website and everything that Roger is doing. So, again, I initially said that I was going to be playing six bands, but this one will turn out to be five. So, but do check them out. Venus Beltran will be opening the show on Saturday, June 17th. So, as in moving on with some of the music, I'd like to play the next band that will be performing on Saturday. This is a band called Hope Chest with their song Killjoy. just heard a band called Hope Chest with their song Killjoy. They can be found at myspace.com/hopechest. They hail from El Cerrito over in the East Bay, and they will be playing Saturday night, June 17th at the House of Shields as part of the Cool Waves Festival. Let's get back to a little bit of the interview that I had with Roger Anderson. Let's talk about the festival that's going to take place on June 16th, Friday, June 16th, and Saturday, June 17th at the House of Shields in downtown San Francisco, just off of Market Street on New Montgomery. How did this all come about?
Yeah, people should definitely come down because it's the House of Shields is a great place. It's actually really easy to get to. It's not the usual neighborhood that the clubs are in, but it's just off Market Street. It's really easy on BART if you're from the East Bay or anywhere else. Skip from the House of Shields, he's been booking the club since January, I think, and he's a big supporter of the Cool Waves band, and I had always had it in the back of my mind to eventually do some shows with sponsor them, you know, from Cool Waves. And so he brought up the idea, and I said, yeah, definitely I want to do something like that. And he said, let's have a weekend, and because there's so many bands, let's try and, you know, get as many as we can to play. And so it just sounded like a perfect idea. He's willing to provide the space and book these bands, and it all came together very easily. And so we're all really looking forward to it. The bands are really excited. And I'm just trying to get some promotion out of it so that other people in the area will hear about it and come down and support this music. And hopefully it's going to be an ongoing thing so that all the bands have a chance to play this kind of event.
Well, that's awesome. I mean, that's part of the reason for doing this All Cool Waves show is just to drum up interest. How did you decide on the six bands that are going to be played? And would you please list for our listeners who the six bands are? I mean, obviously I'm playing them throughout the show, but how did these six out of the more than 50 bands that are affiliated with the site, how did it come down to that these were the ones that were going to be playing this weekend, that weekend?
Yeah, well, a few of them have been there from the beginning. I would say Foxtail Somersault and Tomi Hira have been involved for a long time, and they really do represent essentially what the site is for. It's this kind of music. And let's see, some of the other bands joined later, but they ended up just fitting the bill the best. And so that's what I had in mind, was just having the best put together bill that we could have. And so all these bands, I think, will really fit in really well. On Friday night, it's June 16th, the Dazzling Strangers, which is actually Chris from Stratford Four, he's going to be opening, and followed by LSD and Search for God, and then Foxtail Somersault. On Saturday, June 17th, it's going to be Venus Beltran, who is Dave from Astral, and then Hope Chest, and Tomi Hira, and that's on Saturday. Essentially, we decided to have two bands each night and then have like a solo act opening for it, just to keep the logistics to handle, I guess, or a size that we could handle, because House of Shields is fairly small for two or three full bands to be playing, but we wanted to try and get as much music on as we could. So the first two openers are just solo acts, and then there's the full bands after that. And also, I'm hoping to have things at the club, just have like a nice atmosphere, just kind of laid back and decorated a little bit, just so it's cool. More of an event and not just a regular show. So we're going to try and decorate it and create some kind of mood going on.
I think that Roger, everything that you've talked about tonight really kind of outlines a very well thought out and planned strategy in terms of just getting the music out there to the people. And I applaud you for it. I think that's great. I think that's fantastic. And I hope that people listening to this podcast, this episode, will want to go down and see the shows. Now, what time does each start?
They're scheduled to start at 9.
9 o'clock, okay.
Yeah, so it'll be around 9, 10, and 11 when each band goes on.
Okay.
And it's a Friday and Saturday night, so it's a good time to show up, you know.
Well, here's hoping that, you know, 4, 5, 6 years down the road, we're talking about a weekend-long festival with 20 bands and 2 side stages at the Shoreline, you know?
That would be incredible, yeah.
We can only hope.
Well, I was just going to say, I just wanted to thank you too, Scott, because you've been really proactive on embracing these bands and contacting me to do some promotion for the shows. And so you've been a great help, and I think you know, with all these individuals doing things like this, it helps helps create a lot bigger thing in the local music scene. So I just wanted to thank you for helping out a lot with that. I just really appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. I'm excited to be a part of it. And if this little podcast has done anything to promote your festival, your website, the bands that play, you know, the bands that are on your website, the ones that I've played, that's what this is all about. So I'm just happy to help.
Oh yeah, I'm sure it's going to be a great help. Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. And look forward to bigger and better things out of Cool Waves SF. That's coolwavessf.com. Go check them out. And go check out the shows on June 16th and 17th at the House of Shields. And thus concluded my interview with Roger. Roger, thanks again for agreeing to have a little conversation with me the other night. And, you know, beat a dead horse. Please go check out this really cool little festival. That's June 16th and 17th at the House of Shields in downtown San Francisco. Check out these bands. Links to them will be on my website at sf.insomniaradio.net. And please go check out coolwavessf.com. And to close out the show, I'm going to be playing Saturday night's headliner, Tomohira, and this is their song, World Class. Thank you for listening. Just